This week, we are praying through the events of Holy Week, those events that lead up to Jesus' death on the cross. Today, we will see Jesus arrested and Peter deny Jesus. As you pause to pray with Scripture in this way, allow yourself to encounter God in the passage. Take a moment to meet with Jesus in the scene and see what God might want to show you during this time of prayer and remembering what Christ did. I will read the passages twice, allowing you to enter into the scene and notice what part God might want to highlight for you. And after the recording ends, take some time to pray and respond back to God in whatever way makes sense for you. But before we read, take a moment and allow your mind to come to a place of rest, aware of the perfect love that Jesus has for you, as we enter into these scenes that lead toward his death. Today we'll read from Luke 22, verses 47 to 53, and Mark 14. 66 to 72. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns." While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with that Nazarene, Jesus," she said. But he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said, and went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Again, he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. And Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." He broke down and wept. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns." While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with that Nazarene, Jesus," she said. but he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said, and went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Again, he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." He broke down and wept. Allow the scene to settle into your soul for a moment. As these scenes of Jesus' arrest and Peter's denial carry with you into your day, allow yourself to express back to God in whatever type of prayer comes, or journal and write out what comes to your heart and mind. Go in peace.